This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Michael Brown. The White House task force said the United States should be prepared to see upwards of 240,000 deaths from the COVID-19 coronavirus over the next 2 months, even if Americans continue to keep their distance from each other. The group says peak number of deaths will come over the next 2 to 3 weeks. President Trump predicted this is going to be one of the roughest 2 or 3 weeks we've ever had in our country. The U.S. Treasury Department says Americans will start receiving their economic impact checks in the next 3 weeks. The payments are part of the $2.2 trillion rescue package signed into law last week by President Trump, aimed at combating the economic ravages of the coronavirus outbreak. Most people don't need to do anything to get the money, but some, including senior citizens and low-income people who might not traditionally file tax returns, do need to take action. People behind on filing their taxes might also want to get caught up. Vietnam is the latest country to go into a nationwide lockdown because of the coronavirus. The 15-day period starts Wednesday, with officials telling people to avoid gatherings in groups of three or more. At the start of the lockdown, there were 212 confirmed cases in Vietnam and no deaths, and authorities want to keep it there. Mexico has declared a month-long health emergency with new restrictions on the size of gatherings to contain the coronavirus that already exceeds 1,000 cases with 28 deaths there. Mexico's foreign minister said violators of the new rules will face penalties. For details on more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. From our remote location, this is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the United States is willing to lift sanctions against Venezuela in exchange for the formation of a transitional government comprised of allies of President Nicolas Maduro and opposition leader Juan Guaido. The plan calls on President Maduro and Mr. Guaido to hand over power to a five-member council until presidential and parliamentary elections can be held later this year. Officials facing accusations of human rights abuses and drug trafficking are not eligible for sanctions relief, but members of Maduro's socialist government who have been blacklisted would benefit. A transitional government is unlikely to be supported by President Maduro. A Taliban delegation arrived in Kabul on Tuesday to monitor the long-delayed release of their 5,000 detainees under a prison swap with the Afghan government brokered by the United States. This is the first time representatives of the Islamist insurgency have visited the Afghan capital since a U.S.-led military invasion of the country ousted the Taliban from power nearly 19 years ago. The prisoner exchange, which requires the insurgent group to free about 1,000 government detainees, is supposed to lay the ground for peace negotiations between Afghan parties to the conflict. The crucial peace-building steps are outlined in the February 29th agreement that Washington signed with the Taliban in Qatar, which aims to promote a negotiated end to years of a deadly Afghan war. And the Trump administration announced Tuesday it was cutting tough automobile mileage standards established by the Obama administration designed to reduce tailpipe emissions and fight climate change. The Trump administration argues relaxing mileage standards will save automakers money and make vehicles cheaper for Americans to buy. But opponents say Americans will spend far more on fuel than they will save on a new car, and the new lower standards will result in sharp increases in greenhouse gas emissions. Former President Obama reacted to the news on his Twitter account Tuesday, including a link to a news story about the regulations and comparing the current coronavirus to climate change. Obama said, "We've seen all too terribly the consequences of those who denied warnings of a pandemic. We can't afford any more consequences of climate denial." As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. From our remote location, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.